Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal, and may lose value.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What is that? Well, when I was 5 or 6, when I was in bed at night, and couldn't sleep, my imaginary friend was a long shadow that was cast on my wall and ceiling, who I named The Finger because of its shape. I don't remember it speaking ever, but whenever I saw it, it made me happy. Now you go. Hello? And that's not fair, you fuck. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Let's quickly check in with Craig Kakowski for his favorite side dish to bring to holiday parties corner. Cacao?
Beer bread. It's so easy. It's a can of beer. The shittier the beer, the better the bread. I usually go Budweiser. And self-rising flour and a shitload of butter. You don't need yeast.
Shit beer, and, shitload of butter.
You mix it all together and it's a holiday standard for me.
Wow.
So what are the exact measurements I should be getting for the butter and all that? Or?
Did I say a schload?
You did say a schload.
Yeah, that's the technical term.
Is that two sticks? Four sticks?
It should be marked on the stick.
Okay. And now let's check in with Chris Alvarado for his year in review report. Captain Chris?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Year in review. Some ups, some downs.
Yeah, one of those.
Some personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of surfing.
Mm-hmm. By personal growth, of course, you mean you're like 6'3" and a half now.
I grew, which is so strange. Wow. Which yes. is so strange. Lost a lot of weight while eating a lot of pie.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I have a bug in me, or maybe, you know, maybe there's enzymes in pumpkin that, because I'm way underweight, which I talk about all the time, but it's just, it's concerning. It's concerning.
I think we established age. There's no pumpkin in pumpkin pie.
That's right.
I thought when we said there was no pie in pumpkin pie.
But I will say this, you know what? I mean, come on. Hanging out with you guys, with everybody and all the fans and everything has been really, really fun. It's been really, really nice connecting with people on Reddit and on Instagram and just fucking riffing with you guys. It means everything to me. So that's it. I love everybody. Thank you.
Damn good report. Thank you. Hey, there's a Tool Sing.
Well,
Tingle all the way. Are you better at gift giving or receiving?
I'm probably better at gift giving. Actually, 100%. And yeah, I enjoy that. I don't need anything, man. I don't. I'm very quick to show my face. thank you. This is very nice. And it's, I'd rather you just be like, do you want something? And then we go get it together.
So you're not great at when the gift is shitty.
Yeah. I'm not a birthday person. I kind of hate it. So I remember somebody gave me a book once and I was just like, what? We really don't know each other. And I was like, I don't want to put that pressure on somebody to be trying to guess what I'm trying to figure out. So
was that a teacher that gave you a book?
It was a good friend. And yeah, that was like, still have
not
the book.
Anymore.
Or? I have the book. We're not friends.
But not the friend.
Yeah.
Nice. And last, but may you wake up with a headless reindeer in your bed if you think him least, it's Joey Greer, Schlong alterations expert. Please tell us a secret you've shared with no one.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, we got a little kiss.
Jessica,
a secret I've shared with no one is I have been doing my own kind of body modifications on myself. And I was going to do an unveiling a couple of years from now when everything was like tip top. But actually, the software that's coming out and the RTX fans are so insane that I was able to kind of get upgrades that I was looking for down the road now. But the lower half of my body. Come on, Kevin. The lower half of my body is 100% titty. So,
let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions, cock titty, are gathered from listener emails or from our patron VIPs. To become a patron, support of the show, enjoy exclusive content like standalone bonus scenes recorded just for you or video of what's happening right now, available only to you, and several other perks. Head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. Suggest a scene via email. Yes, please. Head on over to alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Scene one comes from listener Andrew Grimes, who wrote, well, hello there. Suggestion. You all go to a wild house party as your favorite fictional characters. Thanks, Andrew from Montreal. What time is everyone going to get there, do you think? To the party.
Are you talking to me?
Sure.
I'm so weak. I need to rest in the dream chamber before I can answer any questions.
Can you tell me what time people are expected at the party?
5:15, 5:30. I don't know. I believe the invite said 5.
You should lie down.
To 6. I should lie down.
Yes. Did you want a pillow or something?
Oh, I'm so nervous. This is such a big night. Look at the chips.
This is going to be great.
Say it. No. What were you going to say?
I was going to say you look great.
What? This is just a ball gown. It's just a very expensive ball gown.
This is your dream, your favorite novel come to life.
I know. What's my favorite novel? Say it for me.
All three, we'll say it together. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Pride and Prejudice.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know what? Earlier I said ball gowned with a D. Isn't that interesting?
I didn't even notice.
I know. It's so strange.
I was looking at the chips.
So you are going to wear this tux, right? Let me see. Turn around. Let me see the tails.
Do I look like the Gatsby?
Oh, you do. You look great. Should we have a quick little, touch base, you and I, before the guests get here?
Sure. Yeah. That's good.
Okay.
Good idea.
I will try not to drink too much tonight. Okay. And then I'll give you one. Maybe you can give me one.
Okay.
Perhaps maybe not so flirty with the hands tonight with our guests.
I will not be flirty with the hands with our guests tonight.
Thank you.
I will not call out my partner for chores he doesn't do in front of guests.
That would be helpful.
Now, what's the address again?
1489 Marvin Street.
Oh, there should be five numbers, right? It shouldn't be four, right?
Let me look. Okay, 14891 Marvin Street.
Are you sure it's one or is it an I?
Is it a one or a nine?
No, one or an I. Oh. Is it a nine?
Wait, no, you're right. 1489 I Marvin Street.
Oh, shit. God damn it. It's only the part of town. God damn it. Jesus.
Yeah, that's East Side.
Damn.
Anytime an address ends in an I, that's East Side.
That's East Side, man. It's always East Side.
Recalibrating GPS.
I mean, at least we're in good hands with your Tesla, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't even need to drive this thing. Check this out. Hands off.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Are you all right? I went through the windshield. Holy shit. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Okay. Tesla, stop. Wait. Oh, my God.
You got to take my Deerstalker hat. You got to go with Sherlock Holmes to this party.
I can't go with Sherlock Holmes. I'm dying. There's gotta be a
Sherlock Holmes at the party.
No, I'm a gremlin. I can't be Sherlock Holmes. I'm a gremlin out. I can't go to Sherlock Holmes. I mean,
elementary, my dear.
Oh, fuck.
Passenger has died.
Oh my god.
Hey, come on in.
Hi.
You're a grim. Oh, are you like a two characters in one?
Have you seen the sequel?
Yeah.
Is he Gremlins 2?
Yeah.
They have different personalities.
Why are you crying? Don't cry.
Terry fucking died, man.
Okay. Oh, he's in character. Please come this way.
He's dead, man. His fucking body's out there. His body's out on the front.
Weekend at Bernie's style. We'll grab him.
Oh my God. Help yourself. There's some hors d'oeuvres.
Doritos.
Well, we don't.
Oh, here he is. Look at
cheddar him. Cheddar tortilla. Oh, nice. Dead.
He's Sherlock. He's alive.
Ew.
He's alive. Jerry, here.
Well, the Tesla Jerry. Said I was dead.
Oh, God. Jerry, here, take the hat. Take the hat. Now you're Sherlock. You're Sherlock.
Sit down. All right.
I feel glass in my intestines.
Oh, you're really playing this up.
It's okay. There's water. There's water.
I'll get
darling, new water.
The door.
You want to? I'm with somebody. You know, you could just get.
You can just.
I'll
grab it.
Okay, I'll get it.
This water is coming right out of me.
Oh, God. You're fine. Just put it back in.
Okay. Darling, would you grab the door, please?
Yeah, I'm about to. Yeah.
Do you have anything to drink? Do you have any alcohol?
Just hold on a second. We have somebody at the door.
Hold on.
All right. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Hello.
Welcome.
Ah, geez. I don't mean to bother anybody. I hate to be a pest. I understand there's been a murder.
Oh. get in here. You know who he is, darling?
I'm missing it a little bit.
I dressed in all white. I hope that fits the theme. But I have come from another universe. Anyways, where's the body?
Right this way, right, yeah, this, come this way. Way. Baby, did you turn this into a whodunit for me?
No, I'm no, all surprises, no telling.
Oh my gosh, you're such a good gift giver. Okay, this is the body. Everybody, this is the detective.
I'm not dead.
He's not dead.
I'm not dead. I'm
this not man dead. Does not appear to be dead. Can I ask one question? Who's the host or hostess?
That would be us.
Okay. And when this man first arrived, was he in the shape that he's in now?
It's a riddle.
Is this like a pretzel kind of question?
I don't know. Also, sir, could I ask where you got those shoes?
Why, yes, you can. All but right. I will never tell.
That's fair. Are you hiding something, sir?
I don't know how to answer these questions. I'm guilty. I did it. I did it.
Well, nobody's been a...
Yeah, I mean, it looks like the damage is from the inside of the Tesla out, so... I mean, there's not much we're going to be able to do about that, you know what I mean? So, I know you weren't the driver, sir, but there's nothing we can really do insurance-wise to have a Tesla...
Okay. God. I'm still bleeding a lot. I felt so bad about the accident. I thought I'd just take it to the shop and get an estimate.
Captain, I appreciate that, but
Captain, I was thinking, I had a weird thought. What if we arrested the Tesla?
Well, that is an interesting thought, and a correction, if I should be so bold. It's Lieutenant.
Lieutenant.
I'd like to be Captain. Is there someone you could talk to about that?
I don't know, but I was thinking maybe the Tesla, because it's the artificial intelligence, it's kind of like a person, and it committed the murder, and
well, now you know, it's done. I like where your head's at and your shoes, as I mentioned. Let me have a conversation with the Tesla.
Sure.
Is this the Tesla here, sir? Sorry.
That's the Tesla here, yeah.
And you own this body shop, or you just work here?
Both. You know what I mean?
I don't.
I own it and I work here, you know.
It's employee owned.
Yeah, so, you know.
It's employee owned. How you doing? Trevor Samson.
Is that a cousin of yours? Someone you were forced to hire?
Yeah, it's my cousin, yeah. He goes with the, instead of a cousin last name, he goes last name cousin.
Is it possible for me to have a few minutes with the Tesla?
Sure, but what's up with all the shoes you got in that bag? What's going on with them?
I like shoes, big fan. Can I ask where you got yours?
Yeah, these are Skechers.
Are they? Yeah. I hear those are very comfortable.
They're really comfortable, yeah. They're
comfortable. How many pair would you say you own, rounding up by two?
How many pairs? Probably 20, 25.
Fair enough.
Round up by two, you said, right?
I did.
Yeah.
They usually come in pairs. All right, I'm going to go ahead and speak with Tesla now, if I may.
All right. Cousin Tuber, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, sir.
Greetings, Tesla. My name is Lieutenant Columbo. I hate to bother you. I hope it's a good time, not a bad time. I noticed you got a little extra smile there in the front.
Tesla, VIN number 326129, TLC, at your service.
Ah, that's about seven letters and numbers shy of an actual VIN. But let's go with it. Can you tell me the last thing you remember before the accident?
I have video footage of it, if you'd like to watch.
Even better. Let's watch together, shall we? Play. Do you have any popcorn? I hate to be a pest.
No, of course not. Popcorn on.
Mr. Stan, we have an issue. It looks like the Tesla's being accessed remotely. Some video footage from the accident about 2 weeks ago. Should I allow it?
Sure.
Okay, Mr. Coming in a little slow, Mr. Stan. I'm going to drop you down. Let's access that again. Mr. Stan, I'm going to need an answer soon, sir, because these people, they are trying to access that now, sir.
Allow it.
Okay, coming in a little slower there, sir. Okay, Mr. Stan, we're just going to reroute that power back down. Okay, let's go into the protocol now, Sector 492.
I'm sorry. Did somebody eat my sandwich?
Mr. Stan, I'm going to take my computer below my desk right now. Okay,
This is an announcement for the whole group, all right? I don't know which one of you fucks.
My whispers. I don't want you to think this is serious, okay? The stakes are still high.
Sandwich.
Okay. Talking about steaks, talking about a roast beef sandwich, I'm right.
It was Stan, a roast.
I need to know the protocol. Access now. Should I allow it?
Allow it.
Allow it.
I will take allow your it. Tongue out Mr. of your Stan, body.
Okay. They've already accessed it. I'm not able to stop it, but I might be able to modify some of the images.
Modify
some of the images. Okay, I can make one of the people. I can make one of the people look like a gremlin.
Gremlin.
Access gremlin. Okay, going through meta files now. Accessing aperture ratio. Make it a little more light. Aperture is light.
Okay, thank you all for staying after the movie. Any and all feedback you can give us, of course, as the producers.
Yeah, I'll give you a feedback, man. Helpful. All those damn cookies you gave us are stale as hell.
Right. Well, can I ask you, sir, a little follow-up to the cookie question? What did you think of the movie Gremlins?
Well, I'll tell you right now, I really couldn't tell you because I was choking down those goddamn stale cookies.
All right. And did it bother you that the title was slightly off?
Wait, did we see Gremlins? Because I have a ticket for Gremlins.
Gremlins. Right. That is next door. This is the Gremlins.
I just sat through 2 hours of Gremlins and didn't even realize it.
Yeah, but how were those cookies, though?
They were terrible.
Right? I mean, goddamn.
I had like 17 of them, and each one kept getting worse.
Dried me out, man. Dried me out. You know, if you're going to have people sit through 2 hours of shit, you might as well make it so that it tastes good. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Okay, thank you all for sticking around after the screening of Gremlins. If you have any feedback whatsoever.
Wait a second. This is Gremlins?
Yes, it's Gremlins.
Okay, I have a ticket to see Gremlins.
Motherfucker. Yeah, sorry, that's next door.
I don't know, darling. Maybe next year we don't throw a party.
But that's our thing.
Is it?
I mean, I
forgot. I brought beer bread.
And that's scene one.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Wednesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Scene two comes from patron VIP Toivo, who wrote, "Hello again, dear Alchemist. No matter how many bad scene suggestions I keep pouring into your figurative mailbox, the show keeps going. There's no stopping it, huh? I better up my game. Here's my next idea for a scene in the form of three seemingly unconnected things: window cleaners, Christmas conspiracy, afraid of heights. Thank you for all the laughs, giggles, cackles, and accidental yucks. Toivo of Finland."
So you don't have to worry when you're up here, because we're latched in from the top, and then we have our secondary latch in case the first latch goes. So if this...
Hey, I just want to thank you for, like, giving me this opportunity, Uncle. I know I spent some time in prison, and I know I haven't been a great person. So thanks for seeing the good in me.
You did your time already, right? So you don't need to bring it up anymore. You did your time.
Are we done up here? Are we done up here?
Terry, just hold on a second, all right? So yeah, you did your time. I don't want you to worry about it. And don't call me Uncle, because I don't want people to think this is like a favor. You know, just call me.
Oh,
go call me Larry. You know,
Larry. Yeah. Okay, Larry. Thanks, Larry. No. Thanks. Terry, you okay, Terry? Oh, my gosh. I'm going to unhook, and then I'm going to try to walk to you, okay?
No, don't.
I'm
going to unhook. Don't
unhook. And then I'm going to walk to you, okay? Unhook.
Why are you walking?
Guys, look. Look into the window. What the fuck is happening in there? Look in that office.
What's going on, man?
We're not supposed to look in the windows. That's the window washer's code.
I know, but there's a guy at his desk.
I'm going to unhook and knock at the window, okay? I'm just going to unhook.
Don't unhook.
Don't unhook.
Just knock on the window.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they can see me, but what I'm telling you is the Christmas party is tonight. Everyone's coming. You've got to come. There's all kinds of surprises, apparently, and even though this fucking variant is scaring people, I say you make it. And
But Marty, I got fired 2 months ago.
Right? I feel like they owe you. So you
they
come do.
They owe me. They owe me back pay.
Sure.
They owe me a bonus. They owe me severance.
Plus,
fuck them. I'm not going to that fucking Christmas party.
Plus, knock, a knock, secret
Marty.
Santa.
Here's the Glenn. What are you doing here?
Oh, it's happened.
Oh, hello. Hello, Frank. I just stopped by to see my old friend, Marty.
Okay. Do you have a gun on you?
Why? Do you need one?
No, I don't need one, Glenn. Should I call security? Well, what is going on here, Glenn?
Look, Frank. Marty called me to come by so he could tell me about this Christmas party. It could have been a text. It could have been a Zoom, now that I think about it. But I showed up. I showed up to Marty's office at the place that fired me 2 months ago.
Larry, look. Terry, get in. No, put your hands like this around the window. Look, I think has a gun in his back pocket.
It's really against the window washer's code. I shouldn't be doing
this. Look, there's a gun.
How can you tell?
I'm on the outside of the rig. I'm on the outside of the rig. Why? I don't know if I'm going to be able to hold on.
Terry, you're going to die. Terry, you're going to die.
I don't know if I'm able to hold on much longer.
Our insurance won't even cover this. Terry,
get in.
Why are you holding on with one hand? Use both hands.
My other hand.
Okay. Why are you hopping? Just stop hopping. Terry, at least, okay, now both hands are up. Don't. Terry, give me your hand. Give me
Oh, no!
What the fuck is happening, Larry?
What the fuck? That guy, we have to go.
I can't go back, man. I can't go back.
We didn't do anything.
So big party tonight, huh, Frank? Sparing no expense.
You know that, Glenn. You know that.
Do you guys need me for this? Do I have to?
Marty, you got to be here. We're in your
office. This is your office, Marty.
Sure.
Yeah, we need the office.
All right, I just had some
I will say this, Glenn. After all those cuts, we had a a little more coin in the coffers to throw a bigger party. So.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
That's true.
Is there going to be a three-hour Yankee swap tonight?
Marty, you have a call. Hi. Hi, Frank. Glenn.
Hi.
I didn't.
Hi, Therese.
Yeah, Therese, look who stopped by.
Glenn, Frank, is this everything okay?
For right now, yes.
Hey, Marty. Okay. Oh, Therese. Glenn, hey. What are you doing? Frank.
Wellington.
Wellington? Yeah. Sorry, guys. We have to evacuate the building. There's been an accident.
What kind of accident?
What happened, Wellington?
One of the window washers...
Wellington, just tell us.
One of the window washers fell or was pushed off the window washer.
Or was pushed?
Fell what? Or was pushed?
We don't know. I mean...
Glenn, I'm sorry. There's nothing we can do about the car. It was completely totaled. And since we've had to work for 2 months...
Oh, you're Jesus. Not gonna be- he fell on my fucking car?
Glenn, I'm sorry.
I was just going to be here for 15 minutes to run up to listen to Marty's stupid pitch about going to the holiday party.
I don't know.
What why didn't he just text me?
Glenn, dude, relax, man. Relax. Let me get you a Budweiser, okay? You had a stressful day. You had a stressful day. There you go. There you go. Cheers. Cheers.
Thanks, Anton.
You know, I've been thinking. You know how I do that sometimes?
That you're known for your thoughts, Anton.
I was thinking Christmas sounds a lot like miss.
And what is miss?
I don't know, Glenn. You tell me. What do we call
like the opposite of a win-win is a miss.
I didn't even think about it that way. Uh-huh. I didn't even think about it that way. It's a miss.
You guys talking about miss?
Shh, come on in. Glenn, this is my neighbor turned best friend turned confidant, partner.
Brohawk, buddy, Brohawk, yeah.
He's got some thoughts, Glenn, he's got some thoughts.
Did you give me his name or you just described your relationship to him?
Just describe the relationship.
Right? No names, okay. Buddy, no names.
All right, okay, fine.
What I'm about to tell you, what I'm about to show you.
Zach, where are you?
Fuck. Oh, I'll tell you later.
Zach!
I'll tell you later.
Go.
Where the hell are you? What are you doing here? What is going on here?
Nothing. Let's
go. Who's this guy? Who's this new face here?
Hey, Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
How are you? Who's this guy? What is he?
Let's just go.
Is he a fucking drug dealer?
Sarah, let's just go outside. Can we go outside?
But he's got drugs on him right now.
No, he doesn't.
Your name's Zach, huh? Zach?
Yeah, that's my name.
He's Zach.
Yeah.
Hey, Glenn, you're not packing, are you?
Why, do you need one?
What?
No.
What the hell?
No, Sarah,
Zach, come inside
Zach.
Sarah.
Zach, come inside right
like,
now.
I'll just finish my Budweiser and get out of here, okay?
God damn it. You know, Glenn, I'm starting to think, you know, I do that from time to time.
Yeah, I know, Anton.
You're no good for no one.
What?
You ever think about that? Maybe you just bring shit everywhere you go.
Look, I had a rough day, all right? A man fell to his death onto my new car. I took it to the Tesla dealership, and they didn't want to handle it because some other guy had gone through the window of the previous car, and
Glenn, Columbo
was there. Not a guy
ago.
Dressed up. The real Columbo was
you
there.
You were fired 2 months ago, all right? Your girlfriend left you 2.5 months ago.
It's coincidental.
Your family stopped talking to you 2 and 3.
Listen, there's no comfortable way to say this, but I feel like you're going to get fired soon. And this may be the best time for me to also say goodbye. I feel like a package deal might be best for you for a fresh start, to begin a new life without me or the job.
Suzanne, where is this coming from? I've got a good job. I work with Marty and Frank and Wellington and Therese.
Suzanne, yo, I'm outside. Let's go.
Maybe.
Who is this guy? Suzanne?
Right there, Reggie.
Reggie?
Maybe.
Who is... I can't learn any more names.
Maybe carrying a gun.
Susan, Sarah. Thank you for meeting me. As you know, I'm Therese. I'm Marty's secretary. Marty and Glenn used to work together. And you guys know Glenn somewhat. Well, obviously, Susan, you used to date Glenn. And Sarah, Glenn was at your house or your neighbor's house recently.
Why am I here?
Well,
I mean, it makes sense for her. Why am I here?
Okay, because you've had contact with Glenn. Is that right?
Briefly, yeah. I mean, okay, it's like as much as like a 7-Eleven attendant.
That's enough. Briefly is still contact.
Is this the chlamydia thing?
No, it's not a chlamydia thing.
Okay, great.
It's Jesus. Worse.
What?
There's so many much worse things than chlamydia. I mean, you so know many. There's so many more worse things than chlamydia.
Name three.
Okay, if someone, instead of giving you chlamydia, gave you a live shark. If like, you know, the STD was live sharks.
Okay, that's one.
Okay, another one might be if it was literal fire. If it was actual fire on the crotch.
They stink. Okay.
No, stink. These are legitimate. Is no one else going to back me up on this? Seriously? Like, this is crazy.
Listen, I asked you both here because I need to tell you that you're both in danger.
In what way are we in danger?
Glenn's got off the deep edge.
Is he carrying a gun?
We think he is. Now, some sources say they saw a shiny metal thing sticking out of his back pocket.
Who are these sources?
Well, the sources are... Okay, it's just that I'm breaking some codes by saying this, but Larry, our window guy, we've been kind of seeing each other, which no one knows because he's an outside worker and I'm an inside worker.
So he saw through the window where he's never supposed to look, speaking of breaking codes.
So you know that code.
And he saw a shiny...
How do you know that code?
Are you kidding? Are you on Instagram?
I don't have Instagram.
Seriously, you don't have Instagram?
I don't have a smartphone.
You don't have a smartphone?
So you have a stupid phone. Great.
Hello. I like you.
That was really rude.
Can I get a six-pack of Budweiser?
Yeah. Rough day, buddy?
Oh, man, the worst. I just found out from a former lover that I got live sharks.
Oh, that's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. Now I gotta call all of my other lovers and tell them that I have live sharks.
Hey, sorry about that, man. Yeah.
They're tiny. They're tiny, but they're live. And they're sharks.
Hey, my name's Garland, by the way.
I'm trying to... What are you, Garland?
Just trying to get to know all my customers.
That's nice. That's nice.
$4.99 for the six pack.
$4.99. Let me just reach in my back pocket. Oh, wait, that's not my wallet. This is a gun.
All right. Looks like it's free.
What? No, I wouldn't do that.
Oh.
Frank, turn on the news. I don't know where Marty is. Let's just use his office. Turn on the news. Glenn has gone crazy. He's holding up a liquor store right now.
Oh my god! I was working. All right, hold on a second. Turn on the news. Normally, I was looking under my desk for the marbles. I might have put there.
As you can see, right in front of the Slurpee stand, the gunmen who were calling Frank from a former witness that was inside and then quickly ran out of the 7-Eleven.
Why would Glenn be using your name?
Holy shit, he's trying to slander me. God damn it, son of a bitch. It's because I fired him. It was legitimate. I'm
going
to go outside, okay? I got to handle this myself. Businessman. It's a former businessman.
Now, I assure you, Garland will be here. Garland has never missed a drug deal, and I don't think he's about to miss one today. So if we can all just relax like nice, casual drug dealers, Garland should be here.
You know, I got a fun fact while we wait for Garland.
Okay.
Did you know that buildings don't have a 13th floor? So if you're working on the 14th floor, my buddy Marty works on the 14th floor, you're actually on the 13th floor.
That is a fun fact.
All right. Yeah.
How long have you been selling drugs?
I've been in the drug industry, let's say on and off. None of your business.
Oh, God, you got me. Give me 1 second. My smartphone is going off. News update. Oh, looks like there's a holdup at the liquor store.
Oh.
Interesting.
All right. You get the alerts, notifications?
Yeah, all of them.
No, Garland, I am not trying to rob you. I'm just trying to find my wallet.
You can have my firstborn.
No, I don't want that. I don't want that.
Here's my shirt. Take it.
Don't keep that on.
No, it's yours. Just don't do this.
Look, I just want to pay for the six of Budweiser like a responsible man, all right?
Lieutenants, it looks like he has one hostage. There might be someone in the bathroom. We don't know yet, but so far it's only the assailant and the hostage.
I understand. Is no one dead yet?
No one's dead.
I work in homicide. Why was I called here? Is this an anticipatory thing?
Someone might be dead in the bathroom, sir.
Okay. Should I take the
duffel bags of shoes, or
do you want to keep those? You seem a little pale. Have you had your temperature taken recently?
I haven't, no.
Do you want to sit down, maybe have a juice box?
Sure, yeah.
Maybe
I should go into the store and get a juice box.
All right, thank you, Susan, for being here, and thank you, Marty, for being here. Now, you two were his closest friends. Obviously, you're a coworker, Marty. Sarah, you're his ex-girlfriend. Perhaps you can speak some sense into him. Now, I have a bullhorn here. Sarah, Susan.
Why am I here?
Why don't we start with Sarah? You're just here for, I don't know why.
I had a moment with him, and then my life was in danger. Now I'm trying to get him.
A moment? Was it brief?
Very.
That counts. Here's the bullhorn. Say some words to him that might calm him down.
Anyone who worked with him?
Just go ahead. It's on you. Go.
Good. When was this a fucking... Glenn...
Yes.
Stop being such a fucking asshole. Come outside.
Good.
Who is that?
I have no idea.
That's scene two. That's what that is. It's motherfucking scene two.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Wednesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Scene 3 comes from Alchemaniac Nicholas Machauer, who wrote, "How wonderful, Kevin, you're not dead. Good for you. What about the offer to Alchemaniacs to join a recording session?" Yeah. Yeah, Nick. What about it? Anywho, scene suggestion. Imposter contest final round. Love, Nick.
Will all contestants please come to Auditorium A for the final drawing?
Oh, shit, that's
Will
us.
Will all contestants please come to Auditorium A for the final drawing?
I'm not, hey, good luck, man. Good luck.
Hey, same to you. Same to you. Okay, this looks, yeah, this is A. This is A. Okay. Okay. Wow, it's getting crowded.
Anybody bring any extra tap shoes? Any extra tap shoes? I misplaced my tap shoe.
You forgot your tap shoes for a tap.
What the fuck did I just say, Louis?
Hey, I'm just clarifying.
Anybody got tap shoes?
I mean, that could be grounds for elimination from the contest. You know, like we're all told to bring tap shoes.
Shit. Okay, well, good luck out there.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Well, why didn't
good luck to you. There's like 200 of us in the final round for some reason.
Why didn't you bite his head off?
Why?
Yeah.
He doesn't work for me. He's not on payroll, Louis, like you are.
I just want some respect.
You how about earning? Earning respect.
I got a job. I got a window washing job I can go right back to, Louis. All right.
Okay. I got $6,000.
I'm sorry. Can I just corral all the contestants here for a second? Is everyone in this section right here? I just got to get this information. Okay. We're going to be moving the tap section to the front. Okay. So everyone's going to have to tap first. All right. So please make sure you have your tap shoes and all that. Okay. And then we'll be moving down. Okay. Thank you.
And this finals is going to last forever. You have to watch 200 guys do a tap routine separately.
Hey, what size shoe are you? Maybe I could use your tap shoes after you're done.
I'm an 11 and a half.
I'm a 12.
Fuck.
Are those Capizios?
Yeah, they are.
Nice leather.
Nobody have tiny feet?
Very nice. You know, I used to do the single screw, but I just feel like I get more play with the three screws, you know?
Right, right. Good so who do you think the imposter is?
It's not me. I'm
no. It's
I'm
not me. Yeah, well, I am exactly who I've claimed to be. And you have leather Capizios.
Somebody who knows about Capizios, somebody who owns Capizios, certainly wouldn't be the imposter. There's 200 of us, though, huh?
Yeah.
Look around. You know, my uncle used to say you could tell a lot by looking into someone's eyes.
I think you can. Yeah, the window to the soul, proverbially.
Ah, yeah. It's being a lot of eye contact here.
Listen, young man, let me tell you a few life lessons.
Unc, I think you're dying soon.
I am. Put those tap shoes down.
Okay, I'm listening.
All right. I'm going to just tell you a couple of sayings.
Okay.
Some proverbs, some advice that you can take with you.
Oh, sorry to interrupt. Just need to check the bedpan. Let me quick look-see-loo. Dumpsy Doodle. Someone's been a busy boy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. I'll just replace this with a fresh one. Sorry to interrupt.
Do you want to wipe it, Tracy?
I'm good.
All right.
Okay. So, I got to get going. I have rehearsal.
Hey, look at me in my eyes.
I'm in a chorus line.
The show or just in general?
Yeah, that's the hard part about deathbed wisdom. Like, they never talk about, like, how much they're pooping and peeing themselves, you know? So it kind of undercuts all the wisdom you're getting, you know?
I know. I think about that in movies, right? All these great characters and stuff in cinema. And, like, we never see them use the restroom. Surely they got to go. You know, right. What about Batman? He had some bad shrimp, right? Are we going to lose respect for him if we see him on the can?
Like, those tights cannot be easy to get in and out of,
right? Right.
Give me all your money. Give me all your money, kid. Oh, shit. Batman. You all right?
Oh, fuck. Please, Batman, save me.
You okay, Batman?
Batman, please.
Oh, God.
Hey, boss, I think he shit himself. I think the Batman shit himself.
God, it smells.
You know, I got to say, imposter or not, or whatever this competition's about, you are one of the most real people I've ever spoken to in my whole life.
Well, it's nice of you to say.
Let me just get a point of clarification for this competition. So the person who is the imposter wins all the money, right?
Have you never done an imposter contest before?
No. No.
What was your first one?
My first one, yeah.
Good job getting into the finals.
Yeah, thank you. You know, the funniest thing, I was actually I was at a Mexican restaurant, and this lady was sitting at the bar. She's looking at me, right? And so I'm looking at her. She's looking at me. I'm looking at her, and I'm thinking, this is going somewhere. And she comes up to me and says, would you want to be a part of an imposter competition?
Uh-huh. That's she usually was like, how you she get was recruited. Casting,
like, in, yeah, I had no idea. So.
Yeah. So from the initial group of 20,000, you know, when we started this whole thing 10 months ago,
yeah.
Now we're down to the top 200, you know,
yeah.
Everybody's going to do a tap routine. Those who remember their shoes,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then there's 2 hours of intense trivia.
I'm sorry, sir. You're not allowed to leave the auditorium once you're inside.
What are you talking
I understand
about?
You need to find something, but no, I'm sorry, sir.
You're not allowed to leave the auditorium. Yeah, I got my shoes.
You don't have
I need my tap shoes. We're about
we
to
got
start.
It. We got one here. We got one here. All right, sir. I'm sorry. That's ground for expulsion. You don't have your shoes.
What are you doing?
Turn around. Put your hands behind your back.
Get off me.
All right. Get out of here. That's $199 now. We're now $199.
Motherfucker.
I actually work for that guy. Should I
go? Get over here. Come here. Turn around. All right. Get out of here. That's $198 contestants.
20 minutes later. That's 16 left, boss. 16 contestants left.
That feels like we're down to a manageable number, 16. But one of us is still the imposter.
Please make
one
their way backstage.
We'll all remain backstage. Oh, we might get to meet Seacrest.
Here we go. Okay.
Hey, good luck.
This is the slam poetry portion. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, that 2 hours of intense trivia that we just got through, that was
which one
crazy.
Of you is number seven? We need number seven.
That's me. I'm number seven.
You're
good
up.
Luck, seven.
I never got your name.
Two.
Seven, so. Follow me, please.
Okay,
excuse I'm going to walk you backstage.
Okay.
You've been wired already, right?
Yeah, might.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second right there. Tommy, I've got seven here. Are you ready?
I'm nervous.
Huh?
You better be nervous. Can I give you one piece of advice?
Sure, yeah.
When you get out there, look the audience, picture them naked, and don't shit yourself. Okay. Seven, go.
Good afternoon, everyone. Peace. Of me.
Next.
Well, it looks like we're down to 15.
Wait, what? Wait, am I done?
Can I have another margarita? Oh, look who's back. Is it a champion I meet or a loser?
Listen, I'm still your boyfriend, is what I am. I'm your boyfriend.
When I
went to the competition, I was your boyfriend, and now that I'm back, I'm your boyfriend.
When I met you here as a strange lady and I gave you an opportunity to go into that imposter competition, I knew immediately that we were going to have a long-standing relationship. That was clear in our first interaction.
Can I get your friend margarita as well?
Yes, please.
Rim on the salt? I mean, salt on the rim?
I have a cousin who flipped. Yes, please. Yeah, okay. I assume. Salt on the rim?
Yeah, what's going on here?
I'll be back, beautiful.
Banter, just a fun time.
Okay. You're not just a casting associate. I can't tell you. I can't tell you.
Lost.
You have to watch the show.
I can assume based on that outburst, you lost.
You have to watch the show. I don't know.
It's a live feed, so I knew you lost when you showed up, but I was trying to be playful.
And who am I talking? Who am I talking to right now? Casting associate or my girlfriend?
You're talking to me.
That's what I thought.
You're seven, right? You're seven? Yeah. I thought you were the imposter the whole time. I have money on you.
Holy fuck, Tommy, it's seven.
Why would you think I'm an imposter? Wasn't I a real person the whole way through?
Well, clearly you were, but I didn't think you were. You let me down, man.
Here's another margarita. Oh, do your friends need some too? Two more coming up.
Yeah, I'll have one. You want one?
Can you rim some salt for me and get me another margarita?
Of course, I'll be right back.
Maybe you're the imposter, Denise.
Well, I didn't compete.
What the fuck?
So you lost.
No, you're this all is, this imposters. Is a- Everyone here at this Mexican restaurant is an imposter. The bartender is an imposter. These two idiots are imposters. You're all imposters. I'm the only real thing here.
This turned real awkward, but I still want to wait for that drink.
Two more margaritas.
Thank you.
And they have a TV here playing the episode live. We're going to find out who the imposter was right now, live. Great, yes. Great.
Constipation in the nation. Sensation. All right. Looks like we're down to three.
Hey, guys. It's me, Ryan Seacrest. I want to say I'm so happy to talk to the three finalists right now. This is insane. We're going to have such a great time. So just be up, be happy, okay? I know I've been here for a long time. I've been here longer. I do a morning show at 3 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then I come here from 3:01 to 6:01, and then I do a nighttime show from 6:03 to 10:03, and then I got to do the morning show overseas, which is from 10:05 over to 1:45, all right? Then I take a 16-minute nap.
Ryan.
Yeah.
You don't need to say all that for the TV, okay?
You got it, man. I love my job. I'm not running from anything.
Yeah, I'll take take fries, please. Large fry in it. Number two? Hey.
My real name is Simon.
I know, Simon.
Man. You saw the finale.
You know, yeah.
I fooled everyone, did I not?
Diet Coke, please. Man, Simon, I thought we had a connection, like a real friendship.
No. I was laughing at you the entire time, my friend. Or should I say, my enemy that I vanquished.
Wow, $500,000, huh? That's exciting.
This, for I am the imposter.
The imposter, yeah. And yet you still found your way into this Jack in the Box.
Yes, I did.
Interesting. Simon, all those conversations we had all those weeks, none of them were real?
Jog my memory.
Well, we talked about my uncle on his deathbed.
Yes. And how
sometimes those moments can not be as impactful as they should be.
That was real? I assume that was a made-up story.
Oh.
Like, why would you tell me your uncle was shitting himself while he was dispensing that wisdom?
Young man, do me a favor. Don't tell anyone about me soiling the bed over and over again.
That's okay. Just, can you go now?
No. I got one more advice for you.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Is this room 42I? Yes, it is. Great. Nurse, this is the patient here?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. Oh, glad to see the man who was dropping loads in that pan, huh? Congratulations.
Why do you have a gun?
I'm a doctor. Get on the ground. Get on the ground. I'm a doctor. Get on the ground. I'm a doctor. All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay. You're good. Blood pressure's good. All right. Great. Just wanted to see the face of the man who was dropping some loads. Okay. I got to do my rounds.
I mean, that was a traumatic moment for me, and I thought
yes. I was sharing it with somebody. You didn't tell me that whole thing of the doctor holding you at gunpoint. That does make the story more exciting and more plausible.
So do you feel good about
I have your fry and your Dr. Pepper. Do you have a card or cash?
Actually, I have two coupons. I have one free fry and one.
Boy, a coupon at Jack in the Box. I guess you really could have used that $500 million.
Did you see the face of the cashier when I pulled those coupons out? He's so disgusted with me. You know, I'm disgusted with me because what's the point of being real? It doesn't pay.
Sir.
Look at you, Simon.
Sir, this says no loud pronouncements here at the Jack in the Box.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
Hey, Simon. Best of luck or whatever.
Thank you.
Sir, one more thing before you leave.
Yes.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. Oh, no, you, sir. You're our 1 millionth customer, so you win.
Am I?
Yeah. If the previous guy had paid.
I wasn't even going to buy anything.
Oh, no, that's all. No, one, we get a $500,000 prize for you.
Oh, what a day. Quite a windfall.
Yeah, there you go.
Collectively, I've won $1 million.
Excuse me, sir. Could you step aside while I take a photo of it this way?
I was just watching all this confetti falling from the
from the sky. Okay. No, yeah. We produce.
So much easier than that hellish last 10 months of doing that contest.
That is our show today, ladies and gentlemen. Let's thank all of our alchemists, shall we? Starting with Mr. Chris Alvarado. Chris!
I mean, thank you. You know, sometimes there's a combination of alchemists mm-hmm. that just, it just, there's a different feeling, you know? And today was one of those. It's exciting. It's loopy. It's like a fever dream.
Yes.
You know? And I'm just happy to be sick with the boys today.
Oh, nice.
That sounded weird.
Thank you for that. No, it sounded beautiful, actually.
Of course.
All right, let's thank Mr. Atul Singh also for being here during this busy holiday season.
So thank you very much for having me. Always fun. I agree with everything Chris said. And I also enjoy playing with everybody when we are shirtless. So it's a lot of fun.
Shirts and skins. Craig Kukowski, thank you so much for being here.
So much fun. As 2021 winds down, I did accomplish my goal of reading a book a week.
Whoa.
So I'm about to hit 53 books to close out the year. And so the only plausible goal for 2022, I think, is a book a day. So I'm going for 365.
I was going to say no books in the new year.
That also is a way that I could go. That's going to be harder.
Craig, yes. You have to do something about this. I have a million questions, which we won't do now, but like, that's fucking fascinating. How about this? Was it worth it? Are you glad you did it?
Well, that's real.
Absolutely.
That is real. Real. What the?
Yeah. I think a tool could pull off no books.
The no book challenge. I do like two tweets a day, and that's a lot of reading.
You're writing a lot of thank you cards as well. Like, that's probably a good portion of your day.
Yes.
That's a full-time gig. Joey Gerstein, thank you so much, buddy boy.
Thank you. You know, wishing everyone happy holidays, safe holidays. And most importantly, if you're going to get tested for tiny sharks,
yes,
make sure there's a marine biologist on hand.
Mm-hmm. Good advice.
Trust me.
That's right.
Very helpful. Mm-hmm. Let's thank our engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you to please be kind to each other. It's the easiest choice. Write a review if you have some extra time. If you don't, thank you anyways. Until next time, this is
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at exojacqui.com. Made for women by women.